If you hold that nitnuk suba ligvois mechayim, that even before the brothers miyabim her, as soon as the first brother dies, it's considered that she has a right then to collect the suba. It's called that she has a head to get married to an acher, and it's a time for the collect the suba. Is lechura the etzah is niyachad lo shiik suba. Let him right then before his miyabim, let him set aside a shiur the amount of money for the suba. And it'll be considered like she accepted it, she received it already. So therefore, the rest of the nechosim, he should be allowed to sell. So why does Rav Abba have to say the only eitzer is either to mafayis or else to give or get? There's a poshut eitzer. So you see from Rav Abba, not like we're just saying. For Yashar, Lizvan, and the rest of the nechosim, let him be able to sell. So Mara says, no, that's not a kasha. Or the time, even according to your time. That you want to say that loy net neksub ligvus mechayim, no. That Kol Zaman the Yavim is alive, there's another brother, there's a mitzvah Yibum. It's not considered that she's called Mutalish, it's a Mutal to get married to somebody else. So it didn't come the time for to collect Ksuva. Even according to you, still have a Kasha. For Lois from Amemas Nisin, Mishazilah has a Kasha and Ababa from Al Mishnah. Al Mishnah says, Lo Yoy Malo, you should not tell your wife, Harei Ksuva Sechem Anachas L'Kal HaShulchan, that your money I put set aside on the table for you. You shouldn't say that. But rather, all your money should be set aside for the ksuba. All your nechosim yon achroyim for the ksuba. So, like from the Mishnah, the Kashan Rababa, here it says, what? You're not supposed to, you should not sell your rest of your nechosim. More than nechosim, I'm a shubas for the ksuba. There's no way out that you should be allowed to sell the nechosim. And before Rababa, the Brisa gives you a way out to be able to sell your nechosim, be mafayasa. So Gemara says, no, dinav al mishner that tell you, hosan eitza toivu kamashmon. Our Mishnah is only saying good advice. In order that the wife should not lose out of ksuba, the good advice is not just to set aside money for the ksuba, but rather let all the money, all his nechosim be achroi, the shubat for the ksuba. Gemara says, dilo te mochi, because if you're not going to say like that, safe at the end of the Mishnah Diktoni. V'chein lo yemer odim liyishtoi. Harei ksuba secho munechas locho al ashuchon. Person should not say to his wife, here is the money I'm leaving on the table. The amount of money you need for ksuba, you shouldn't say that. But rather, all the property of the husband should be meshubat for the ksuba. So, you want to tell me, if so, it comes out that the husband's all his property, like his meshubat for his wife's ksuba. So it should come out that every husband is not allowed to sell any of his property. All his property, l'chura, has to be set aside for his wife's ksuba. And we know it's not that way. The husband has a right to sell his property. So what do you have to say? Elo eitzatev kamashmalon. That Avada, the end of the Mishnah, is only saying good advice. It's an eitzatev. It's not a din that you have to do it that way. It's only good advice. So I tell you, Yochinam, in the Reisha also, eitzatev kamashmalon. It's only an eitzatev. Elo bo, the Rababa kasha, l'chura, kasha and Rababa. According to Rababa, why does he say the eitzer is? You have to give your wife a get. Like, what's so good about that? If you want to do something ready, the better eitzer would have been is to set aside money for her ksuba. And since you tell me now, so I made lig voice, it should be considered like she collected the money already. So why do you badafka have to give her a get for? So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, the Rababa nami lakasha. Could be there's no kasha in Rababa either. And the reason why he doesn't say just to set aside money for her ksuba, even though he holds that as soon as the husband dies, even though there's a yibum, there's a yavum involved, still it's called nitna ligvois. And the reason why he doesn't say this is, I'll tell you, mishum eva, he doesn't want it to come to hate a husband. Because if the money is here on the table, set aside, ready for the ksuba, she thinks like, he doesn't like me, like he wants to give me a get ready. She'll always think that way. So if the money to be on hand, ready for the ksuba, that's not a good etza. That's something that will only cause it to hate a husband. So that's what Rababa says, the better way out is, give her a get, and then remarry her. Sure, will hurt for one day. But Rashi says she'll get over it though. Later in the day or two, she realized that the reason why you did it is because you want to do business deals with the property, you want to be able to sell it. So she'll forgive you and then everything will be alright. But it's time to say a better answer is not to give a gift and just to leave the money set aside always for the ksuba, the money is always on hand. That would cause Eva, that would cause the wife to like hate her husband. And now the Gemara says, Who Gavra, there was a man. In other words, his brother was living in Pumpadisa, far away from him, and his brother died without children, so now the wife falls liyibum. And we're talking about now, the brother here is the oldest brother, and the mitzvah is begadol, the oldest brother, he's supposed to be miyabno. Now what happened was, the younger brother wanted to go fast and give her a get. The halacha reads, if one of the brothers gives the Yavama a get, with the Rabbanan, it's considered like Chalitza, that now you're not allowed to make Yibam anymore, you can't go and marry her. What do you want to do it for? So Amalei, the older brother said to him, my daitcha, like, what's your reasoning? How come you want to do this? Mishum nichsei, because she's afraid that if I'm going to make Yibum, the halacha is the brother that's miyabim, his sister-in-law, he yashins all the nechosim of the mace. When the brother that died, all his property goes over to the one that's going to be miyabim, marry his wife. So therefore, the younger brother did not want that to happen. Because if he does not make Yibum, if there's only chalitza, then the halacha is that all the brothers yashin equally the brother nechse hameis. So then even the younger brother would also get something. So since the younger brother wanted to get some of the nechosim, that's what he did. He wanted to give the Yavama get to stop the older one from making Yibum. So the older one said, no, don't give her a get. You should know rather, ano b'nichse paligna l'cho. Let me go be miyabim her. And after I make Yibum, you should know I'll give you half. I'll give you a present. I'll give you half of the nechosim I'll give to you. That's the story. So Amar Rabbi Yosef, said that Kivon the Yomar Rabbonin, since the Rabbonin said that Lelizvon, that the Yavam, when you make Yibum, you're not allowed to sell any of the nechosim of the nechseh meis, but rather all the nechosim, all this property is meshubah, it's supposed to be set aside to pay up haksuba. So therefore, Alpha God dissolving lehevi zvina zvini. Even if the Yavam goes and sells it, you should know it's not chal, it doesn't take place. So here also, the younger brother does not have a right to get half that the older brother like promised him, because he has no right to give away from the nechosim of the meis. Titania, because we learned, mi shemeis, if a man died, v'niach shemeres yavim, and left his wife over, and there's a brother alive, shemeres yavim, v'niach nechosim b'meya mona, and the brother that died left over property worth 100 mona, afal pi sheksubosa einu ela mona, even though the ksubra is only 1 mona, says mamash 100 times nechosim more than the ksubra, still the loch is the yavim, that's miyabim ha, the brother that marries her now is lo yimchor. He's not allowed to sell any of this property. Why? Shekol nechosa v'achroi l'ksubosa. Because all the property is meshubid achroi for haksuba. So since the Rabbanan said you're not allowed to sell it, therefore this mechir is not chal. Omalei Abayas, Abayas said back, is that true? For chol heichud yomer Rabbanan lo lizvan. Whenever the Rabbanan said not to sell something, you want to tell me it goes so far that alfa gav dezovan lehebi zvini zvini? That even if you go and do sell it, still it's not chal? You want to tell me so far? The Yotanan, we learned like this. Beishamai Omrim Timchor, in our Mishnah. Beishamai says you're allowed to sell the Nechosim. In a case where your wife, she's allowed to sell the Nechosim. That was the first Mishnah of the Perek. That Venisha receives Nechosim. So if she got it before she had Erisin, then the both money she's allowed to sell it. But Mishnah says if she received the property after she had Erisin, then Beishamai says she's allowed to sell it. But Beisilah says, Lo Timchor, she's not allowed to sell it. And still we say, Eilu b'eilu b'eilu, Mishnah says, Shemachar v'nos nakayim, that if she does sell it, it is a good sale. Even though according to Beis Hillel, you see, not allowed to sell it. So that's the kasha. We learned in the first Mishnah, Beis Shama Yermim Timchar, where she received an achosim after Erisin, still she's allowed to sell it. Well, Beis Hillel Yermim Loi Timchar, no, she's not allowed to sell it. But Eilu b'eilu b'eilu, they both agree, Beis Hillel and Beis Shamai, Shemachar v'nos nakayim, that if she does sell and give it for a present, it is chal. So you see, even though you're not supposed to do it, but yeah, but if you do it, it is chal. So that's a bias kasha to Rabbi Yosef. Now the Gemara says, Shochu l'kayim with Rabbi Chanina b'papi. In other words, they asked the same shayla, in this case, what's the locha? They asked it to Rabbi Chanina b'papi, and Shochu, he answered back to Rabbi Yosef. He answered back like Rabbi Yosef said, it says, no, the sale is not chal, that the younger brother does not get anything here. Since the Rabbanan said not to sell it, nothing is chal. Omer Abayas, Abayas said, Otter Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi, Kipa Tolila. So Rashi says, Kipa means like jewelry, like rings. Rashi says, Nezomim, like rings, Kloima. For Ma Yofa Da Noah says, Dvorov, Huma Tam Nosim Boka Shashachu. Like, what are you saying more? I know Rabbi Yosef said this. So what are you answering, man, now saying that Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi also said like that? Like, why is he any better than Rabbi Yosef? Like, Abayas saying, still I argue on him. So then the Gemara said that Shachu l'kayim made the Rav Minyumi bread the Rav Nachumi, that they sent the same question in front of Rav Minyumi, and Shachu, he answered back at the Abaya. The Abaya said that no, that the sale is good, the younger brother has the right to get half. V'yoma bo Rav Yosef taimachrina Shachu li, and if Rav Yosef could answer himself and say a reason, the Chulak means Abaya, it's good from the Mishnah.
If Rav Yosef could say a difference between the Mishnah, let me know. But at this look, Uriel's like Abaya, that the sale is Chal. Sumer says, yes, that Norfolk Rav Yosef went out now. Dog, he looked, Vyashkech, and he found the proof to himself to say that no, the Mechira, the sale is no good. Titania will learn like this. Hare Shehoyenoisha Biochiv. In other words, one brother lent his brother money, and the Reuven had a right to collect money from his brother Shimon. He was like going to collect money from his brother who mates, and Reuven, the one that lent the money, died. And he left over his wife without children. Now the other brother now that's supposed to pay the money is a Yavam. Is lo yomer, we should not say, since I'm going to make Yibam now, I'm going to yashin all my brother's money, therefore hechzakti l'chura, the money that I owe my brother, I might as well keep. I don't have to give it to him, because I'm going to get all his Yerusha anyway. You shouldn't say that. But rather, what we do here is, elamoytziyin miyavim. First, before they make yibum, we take away the money that he owed his brother that died, we take that money. And the yikach bem karka, we have to buy karka with it. Now, when he's miyabim and yashins, vu oichel peris, that all he has to do is he only has the right to eat the peris. But with this money, they have to buy karka. So, like you see, the yavim doesn't have even the evidence, he can't sell it. Because if the Eved he can't sell it, so if the Eved he has it ready by himself, let him keep it. So here we say, even with the Eved, even if he doesn't, it's no good. The sale is no good at all. He can't keep it at all. So therefore here, we mamish take the money away from him and make it, put it aside to buy karka with it. So you see, even if he does sell it, nothing doing. So Amalei Abaya, as Abaya said back, there is no proof. Dilma de Tovalei Avdalei. Adrab, we do something what's good for him. The Rashi says, that karka property stays for you a long time, rather than just having the money that you could spend and lose. So maybe after we tell him to take the money and buy karka, maybe it's only something good for him. It's an eitz type of good advice. But maybe in a case where he would sell it, maybe the sale does take place. Omalei, so he said back to him, Tono, Toni, Moitzin. No, it says clearly we take the money away from him. Viyato, Mata, the Tovale, Avdilei. And you, Abaya, want to say, all it means to say is it's a good eitz type, it's good advice? So Mashmi, even if he doesn't want to do this advice, so we force him to do it. So how could you say it's only good advice? So Gemara says, Hoda Shochul Kaimed the Rav Minyumi, Bre the Rav Nechumi. They again asked the same question to Rav Minyumi, Bre the Rav Nechumi. Omelu answered back that Hochi Yomer Rav Yosef Bar Minyumi. This is the way Rav Yosef said. Again, the what? That the younger brother gets nothing, the sale does not take place. Omer Rav Nachman said, Zu ain't a Mishnah. No, he's wrong. That's not Alocha. And Rashi says, Lo Nishnish Mishnah Zu Beis HaMedrash. This learning was never learned in the Beis HaMedrash. They can't rely on it at all. My time, and what's the reason why? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Mishum Dehevilu Metaltli. We're only talking about now utensils. Metaltli means things that can move around, not property. And Metaltli Bechlal is not Mishubit for the Ksuba. So, in other words, this last Mishnah that you brought me a Raya, but one brother owed the other brother money, that kid has something wrong with that Mishnah. Because it's talking about money, and money anyway is not Meshubit for the Ksuba. So how could you say we take away the money for the Ksuba? Gemara says, what's so shrewd about that? Dilma maybe Rabbi Mehi. Maybe this Mishnah goes across for a Mehi Shita. The Yom of Rabbi Mehi holds, Metaltli Meshabit for the Ksuba. Yes, Metaltli is Meshubit for the Ksuba. So what's so, there's no cash on the Mishnah then? But Gemara says, no, the question is like this. V'yelo Mishum the Yom Allah, At Lav Balas Devorim the Diyat. But the brother has a right to say, Tahor, you're not my baldover. I didn't take the money from you. I don't owe you the money. I'm not going to give the money to you. The brother that's alive now has a right to say, I owe the money to my brother. He's dead now. I don't have to pay it to you. Gemara says, no, that's not such a bikasha. You can't say the Mishnah is wrong because of that.